I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Well, see, my point is this. God says, if you delight yourself in Him, He knows you have desires in your heart. We had all these different colors, different model cars, and different things. You know, He knows that if that's what you desire and that's what you like, He's a good father. He's not insecure. He don't think you're gonna get so lifted up that he can't talk to you anymore. He'll bless you if you delight. He'll bless you with the desires of your heart. Now, see, that opens up the thing to where when you make decrees, I mean, think it's God's will. You know, they call it an act of nature. All these storms and that. But, I mean, if you decree, if you talk, well, Jesus did it. How come He didn't let the storm just sink their boat? He got up and He spoke against the wind. Amen. And what was natural. But He rebuked it. And it stopped. Amen. Are you following what I'm saying? So you can decree a thing. It may not have any effect on someone else, but in your personal life, you personally can decree a thing. Amen. And it shall be established unto you, and the light shall shine upon your ways. If you believe the decree, because you carry that type of authority. So stop saying, you know, well, I don't see no navy blue. What was it? Bentley in the Bible. Well, we see in the book of Acts, they were in one accord. We see the Honda in there. Honda Accord. They were all in one accord. But just for the religious thinking folks, see, because some folks try to hold stuff religiously. You miss God when you... Religion is not God. Religion is man's way of doing stuff, of trying to get to God. Salvation was God's way of coming to man. What we owed, we couldn't pay. Bad off as we were, we couldn't correct that. It took God Himself. So if He started you like that, what makes you think you're gonna perfect something in your flesh? It ain't gonna happen. You gotta learn to depend and rest upon His grace. Tell somebody, just be who you are. Only way you can grow anyway is through grace. Let me get back to Elijah here, because it's important. So he said, but according to my word. He understood God's heart in matters. You know, the Lord could have dealt with him with rain, you know, without raining for a year. You know what I mean? God could have dealt with him, but Elijah chose something. God was in agreement. He said, you decree a thing, and it shall be established. Who's going to establish it? God's going to establish it. And He's going to cause the light to shine. I want to really emphasize that. Don't let the devil take that from you. And don't you take that from him. You establish it. You decree it. Amen. You determine it. Time to contend with him. Not, you know, contend with circumstances. Not put up with circumstances. You're a change agent. Verse 2 says, and the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded, I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. Yo, Lord, hold everything. First of all, ravens are dirty birds. Dirty birds. Ravens will eat roadkill. They'll steal other ones, you know, they'll eat stuff. So at face value, it's like, what? Ravens. Let's continue. God said, I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according to unto the word of the Lord. For he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening. And he drank of the brook. Now, this wasn't just a few days. It took a while for the brook to dry up. So those ravens were committed by the command of God to bring him bread and flesh in the morning and in the evening. Isn't that amazing? The command of God and ravens. Now, what we need to understand, some of the writers talk about where they actually got the bread and the flesh. It wasn't roadkill. It wasn't some dead animals in the desert. No, they would go to the altars where in the morning oblation would be offered. And they would take from there because there was a command on them to feed a man of God that was hiding out. So they took, see, what was offered on the altars was the best of the best. It wasn't roadkill. Those that were offered couldn't have a spot, blemish, wrinkle, any such thing on them. They couldn't be maimed. They couldn't be hurt. They had to be the best. And so they were being offered in the morning, oblation, and in the evening. And so God was giving Elijah the best of the best while he sat at the brook Cherith. And this was months. This was not a few days. This was months he would stay there. He stayed there and was fed by the ravens. Birds that don't share. Birds that steal. Amen. Birds that eat roadkill. But these, whatever group this was, they was going to the altar every morning, going to the altar every evening, picking up bread as well. Oh, we forgot the bread. Go back. Go back and get the bread. Bread and flesh for the man of God to sustain him. Now, excuse me. Now it says in verse number 7, and it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongs to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. It's interesting the wording here. God said about the ravens, I have commanded the ravens to feed you. But he said about the widow woman, and we'll look a little deeper into it, I have commanded her to sustain you. So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel, that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in your hand. And she said, as the Lord thy God lives, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as you have said, but make me therefore a little cake first and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sends rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord which he spake by Elijah. The Lord said, I have appointed thee. In verse number 4, I have commanded a widow woman, to sustain thee. Verse 4, he said, I commanded the ravens. But in verse 9, he said, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. Now, let's break this down. First of all, let's look. The widow woman saw this circumstance at face value. Okay, at face value. Now, let me give you just a little backdrop on this story and what I perceive happened here. What was happening in Israel was due to what Jezebel and Ahab were doing as far as governing the nation. They brought Baal worship, and so they brought the judgment of God. Rain stopped. Everything went haywire. Sound a little familiar? All kind of evils were coming in upon the land because of the Baal worship and the pushing God out. And so Elijah initially went to Ahab to his face and said, it ain't gonna rain, and it's gonna be at my word. And immediately the heavens were shut up, and God told him, now go and hide yourself, because Ahab will try to kill you. If he could catch you, he would, after he sees it ain't raining no more. And so he hid by the brook Cherith for some months, while the drought got worse and worse, till the brook dried up. But whenever your brook dries up, God's got another plan. And the brook was only temporary. You see, Zarephath and Zidon were the home of Jezebel's father. In other words, all the witchcraft that was governing Israel at the time, the oppression, had its roots in Zarephath, in Zidon. So it's interesting how God says, I'm going to let you stay here by the brook Cherith till this thing intensifies. But when it all dries up and everybody knows, okay, there's a severe drought, and Elijah said it. Find Elijah. I'm going to send you to where the root of it is. See, what was happening in Israel, you read it, it was so bad. They were eating children. All kind of crazy stuff was going on because the drought had gotten so bad. But God sent Elijah to the source. The woman saw it at face value. We're going to eat this little handful of meal, and we're going to die. That was the spirit that was ruling Israel. People were dying. Massive.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
And our salon is delighted to support WCNO Christian Radio. Our staff is committed to providing the finest hair care available for both men and women. Located at 2926 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, we can be reached at 772-283-4974.
Make it count, leave a mark, build a name for yourself. Dream your dreams, chase your heart above all else. Make a name the world remembers. but all an empty world